All right, we're going to wrap up our post-race media availabilities for today's My Bariatric Solutions 300 here at Texas Motor Speedway. We are joined by our race winner, Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 22 Fitzgerald Glider Kits Ford, and the crew chief, Brian Wilson, on the car. Gentlemen, why don't you each just take us through that race there for us?
Yeah, we were able to start up front there, and a lot of cautions early, especially in kind of the middle stage of that race, and it was kind of hard to get going and really tell what your car was doing. The temperatures were so different yesterday when we practiced till today. We didn't really know where we were going to be at, where we were going to start off the race and our balance be at. Thought we had a decent idea, and the changes we made were going to be strong, and I was confident in them, but you just don't really know. And I think we ran two laps segments before in between cautions for like three or four cautions, and I didn't really know what we needed. And we were able to tinker on all day. I thought we were pretty close to begin with, and we got behind there a little bit when we got loose on that restart, and then the stages got broken up, but we were able to restart, I think, seventh there and drive back up to the lead and lead the whole thing after that. So just a really fast race car. That's three in a row for this team with three different drivers. That says a lot about, you know, Brian's work that he's done and the whole team to bring really fast cars to the racetrack here lately, and hopefully we can keep this up. It was definitely a fun day.
And Brian, your view from atop the pit box?
Yeah, so like Ryan said, it was, you know, big question coming into the day how the car was going to respond to the track temp being so much cooler. You know, you never know what you're going to have when it's that big of a swing. So really the beginning of the race being out front, it was great to see. But, you know, I definitely wanted to see how we were, if we had to get back into traffic, if we have to fight through anything. Because, you know, clean air helps so many things. So even though we kind of got jumbled up there, and really the reason we were jumbled up at all was just because of the way that the stage racing goes, where everything kind of got, you know, cycled out, where some guys had pitted, and then finally we pitted, and guys stayed out for the stage break. So, you know, I love that aspect of the stage racing. But at that point, it was really good to see that our car still had speed, even though we were back in the dirty air. So at that point in the race, it was, you know, one of those races where you're just hoping you get to the end of it and nothing gets screwed up. And Picker did a really good job. And like Ryan said, everyone at Team Penske's been doing a really good job bringing fast race cars to the track. So it makes it a lot of fun. Past 3 weeks have kind of been a dream role here.
All right, we'll open up to questions for our race winners. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic. We'll start up front here with Jerry.
Jerry Fraley, Dallas Morning News for Ryan. Ryan, when your two teammates have won in the car and then they hand it over to you, is there any friendly pressure put upon you or any sort of you better win or not come back kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to lie about that. Brad and Joey, they definitely reminded me that this week. They're like, hey, you know, we wanted that thing. That thing's won two in a row, two different drivers, and don't mess it up. It's pretty much what you want to do, don't want to do. And they were definitely reminding me of that, and it is in the back of your mind. You're like, man, you never want to be the person who breaks the streak of wins, you know, especially when the car's been so fast. And that's a, you know, that's a huge feat to win three in a row with three different drivers at pretty much three different racetracks. That is really amazing, and that part is just nice to be a part of. But there was that reminder in the back of my head to try to get this one. So
go to Bob.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. Ryan, did you accomplish anything in cup practice today? Mm-hmm. And does running in this race at least give you some feeling like, well, it's worth coming today to the track?
Man, the cup cars were so fast. I mean, we were running faster than pole speeds. You know, I mean, that it was like hang on. And I think the only thing that really we tried throughout the two practices on the cup side was kind of A and B-ing things. Like, okay, whether it's like a toe change or you know, a nose weight, track bar, wedge thing, and just kind of going back and forth to where what we think was a little bit better and where it helped us out the most. I really didn't feel like we didn't really tune our car to be fast today. You don't really want to do that because it's going to change a good bit tomorrow and you're going to be behind the eight ball. So I felt like we were pretty smart about it today. But I'm not sure how much we learned for tomorrow practicing today, but I think we learned some things that we might prefer a little bit more as far as changes go. And that was really all we can learn. It was just so cold and the track had so much grip that it was hard to trust or believe in anything.
Any additional questions for Ryan and Brian? All right, gentlemen, congratulations and good luck tomorrow, Ryan. Thank you.